Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, it is. We guessed the takes for week 8 in the NFL. What is everybody talking about when Monday rolls around? Hugh Douglas, what's your guess to take for week 8? What's everyone going to be talking about after another week of pro football?
Drake Bay might be the next John Elway.
Whoa.
Yeah, that was a big.
I think he looks really good.
Yeah, he does. He's balling.
He may overtake Jaden Daniels from that class last year. Yeah. And Jaden Daniels obviously had a great rookie year, but Daniels this year, he's got to put himself in the MVP discussion here.
Yeah, he's balling. He's balling.
John Elway, though. Wow.
Yeah, I felt like being hyperbolic.
No, it's good. I like it.
Yeah, I feel like being hyperbolic.
All right, so the Hugh's guess to take is Drake Bay starting to get John Elway comps coming Monday. Here's mine. Caleb Williams is the only thing holding back the Bears. They're actually showing strides. 4 in a row.
Back and they just got it.
Yeah, I mean, 4 in a row under Ben Johnson. They've won 4 games in a row. Their defense a bit better. They're running the football. The one thing they don't do, they don't throw well. They have this number one overall pick quarterback. By the way, Drake Bay is better than him. Daniels is better than him. Knicks might be better than him. I mean, he was the number one pick in that draft, and there's other quarterbacks that are clearly better than him. I think they're going to lose to the Ravens, and I think it's going to be, Ben Johnson can't fix Caleb Williams. He's the weak link in the Chicago Bears. Kyle, what is the guess to take? What is everyone talking about Monday?
It's time to jump on those Daniel Jones MVP tickets before those odds get small.
So
the time is now.
We are looking at 22-1 over at FanDuel right now.
I mean, they're playing the Titans this week.
So they're going to go 7-1.
That's a style points victory.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to have the record. He's going to put up tons of numbers against the Titans. And what's he at right now?
I think 22-1.
22-1.
It's a big number.
He's going to shoot up.
Would he be the most unlikely MVP since Rich Gannon? Rich Gannon kind of came out of nowhere. Rich Gannon, because he was like a journeyman, and he finally got to Gruden, and they became an MVP. I mean, you typically NFL MVP quarterbacks, you kind of saw it coming, or was with their first team, right? Or they're all-timers. It would be a double whammy, too, if the Eagles beat up the Giants on the same week that Daniel Jones becomes NFL MVP conversation.
I mean, he'll probably be considered, realistically, for comeback player of the year.
Yep.
Even though he didn't come back from...
We came back from sucking.
Yeah, which I morally disagree with in terms of the vote.
Well, he did.
You okay? Oh my God.
I mean, am I wrong? Where did he come back from? He stunk. I think we've lost you. An hour left of the show. He's gone. He's gone.
Joe, come on, man.
What, am I wrong? What did I say that was inaccurate? What did Daniel Jones come back from?
Listen, he sucked. Listen, Joe, I'm going to leave it alone.
Came back from sucking is out of control.
All right, we're all trying to be grown-ups here, Hugh. Obviously.
Hugh.
Someone
look
here.
At me. Look at me.
I'm a professional.
You are a professional.
I am a professional.
Say it with me.
I'm a professional. Joe, you just said it so a matter of fact.
It's true.
It's on a fresh Friday, too. It's on a Friday.
Yeah, I should have known better on a Friday. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Mario, ooh. Northeast Philly. What's up, Mario?
Yo, what's up?
What's up?
How y'all doing? Hey, I just want to start off by saying, man, y'all my favorite three amigos on the WIP radio.
Thank you for listening.
Appreciate you, Mario.
Y'all three ain't together, man. The show don't run right. But I want to say about the last call. He's talking about AJ Brown. Yeah, man, he got to go, man. I think he's just like a bad apple in the bunch, and it's rubbing off on Smitty. And I think he don't really say too much, but because he's a wide receiver just like AJ, so he don't want to mess up everything on the team. But AJ got to go, but he does help out Smitty though, because that's why I believe he's able to catch a lot of passes too, because they focus on AJ too. So they both help each other out, but he's just bad on the team, man. He's just doing too much to me.
It just feels like, Mary, it feels like it's like a never-ending thing either. And the part that's frustrating is they're winning. They win so many games with these guys together.
And they'll complain.
Yeah, right. And like the whole thing should be, and they gave him a new contract last year. It's not
crazy
money.
That's
like,
crazy.
He's got money. He's got a ring. Like, this should be all in to try to, you know, be a dynasty. And he's not about that. All right, Mary, what are you thinking here? What should Hugh Douglas be for Halloween here?
Hey, well, I don't know if you know this, y'all. I don't know if it's a little old, and I'm showing my age a little bit, but we're around the same age, so you probably know, get him a saxophone and let him be a California Rays.
Yes. I remember the Rays just heard it through the grapevine.
I like that. I like that, Mario. That's a good one, man. Listen, have a great weekend. We appreciate it.
They used to be big back in the day.
You could be a California Rays, and I could see that.
With the glasses.
Yes.
And they used to dance, and they used to sing heard it through the grapevine. With the
Do you think you could pull off that costume by next week?
No. Because most of these costumes, like a lot of times, you know, costumes are predicated by what's kind of popular.
You're saying the California Raisins aren't popular anymore?
Not anymore. Hmm. I would say, like, I saw one with, like I said, like Helldivers is popular right now.
They're popular as a costume?
Yes.
Like when I go trick or treating with the kids next Friday, I'll see Helldivers.
You'll probably see some Helldivers costumes. Basically, it's like a action figure with a cape on, and it has a helmet, and it's probably black and yellow.
Now, do you wear the costume while you play?
No. Okay. I don't have one. I don't have one.
Okay.
But, mostly that's what it is. So, that's a good costume, but I don't think I'll be able to pull that off.
I do like the California Raisins. All right, let's go to Pop-Pop, who's up next on WIP. Hey, Pop-Pop.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good,
great
Pop-Pop.
Show
What's
again.
Up?
The best show on WIP by far.
Oh, we appreciate you, Pop-Pop. Thank you for being a part of it. So, what are you feeling today?
All right, so a couple things. It saddens me to see, one of the best parts of the team appear to alienate himself from, this movement to win a Super Bowl. Now, I don't know, this is all speculation.
Reckless.
So I don't know what's going on with him. But I will say this, the roster is loaded to the point where the Eagles have this sleeper, right? You know, in a military term, we have a sleeper cell. He's called Johan Dotson. If AJ can't play, then put Dotson in, and he becomes the receiver on the other side from Smitty, and then let's have a day.
And you know what, Pop-Up, to your point on him, now last year he wasn't a big part of things, but I think that a lot of that was he just got here at the end of training camp. This year he was here the whole time. He had a good offseason. We talked to him in training camp, and he seemed excited. They seemed excited about, you know, what they had to give, what he had to give down the stretch of the season. So there could be something there where he could – it wouldn't surprise me at all if he plays well, if he had to play on Sunday.
Every time they've gone to him, he's come up big. He's come up real big, and I think that the time is right. You know, there's going to be a lot of people watching that game. The New York media, Philly, I think a lot of national eyes are going to be on that game. It's a great opportunity for Dotson to step up and get his due.
Yeah, he's next man up. And they have a good phone call. They have more depth at receiver, Hugh, now than they have had in years, right? They have Dotson. They traded for Metchie at the end of the summer. They open up what I heard you talking about it in your injury report. Darius Cooper's window is activated now. Because he was a big story in the summer, Darius Cooper. And then he got hurt, and we kind of forgot about him. So I'm not sure if he's up on Sunday, but they certainly.
No, he's not. Per the injury report.
Your injury report.
Yeah.
I like those. But Ray in Washington Township's up on WIP. What's up, Ray?
I just have to address the crowd that is okay and/or wants AJ Brown to leave. Mm-hmm. How could you want that? I know you guys as a show do not. Kyle is super clear about that. But how could you want a top five receiver, not arguably, factually, a top five receiver in the league to leave your football team?
Well, so I think you want me to answer for people that want him out. I don't know, because I guess people are...
Aside from the attitude thing, like, it's you want a football team to win. You want Super Bowl.
Sure.
It's, how do you want him
but
to
win? But I think that's make sense. I mean, I'm trying to answer for the people that can't answer themselves. But I think it's because of all the drama that comes with, you know, him doing what he's doing. It's a distraction on a team that has a ton of distractions already with trying just to get right every week. You know, they won the game last week. And one of the tweets that he had out was, what, they use me, but they don't use me?
Yeah, yeah.
They want to use me, but they don't use me?
I hear it. And it's just crazy. Like, if you want the team to win, then you have to want A.J. Brown on the team. You have to be able to separate. And I understand being tired of the drama and all, but, like, if you want a Super Bowl, then you want A.J. Brown on the team.
So, in general, Ray, I agree. I don't want to get rid of good players, really good players, on where we're still trying to win again, right?
Sometimes like
in
the juice, and I'm not saying that I want him gone either, but, yeah. You know, sometimes the juice just isn't worth the squeeze.
Ray, I also think there's a portion of fans who think he doesn't want to be here, and they're offended and annoyed by it. Like, I don't think this is coming from nowhere, right? Like, if he was seemingly happy and dominating, nobody would say these things. But I think there's a sense that people feel like, well, if he's just going to complain all the time, then what? Then get him out of here.
That's true. And you know what? It's a problem that only a winning team is going to have. You know, like, if this is our biggest problem, right? And, you know, one of our biggest problems. It's not the worst problem to have, and it's not the worst place to be as a team. It's a winning team's problem to have.
Yeah, it is. And Ray, good phone call. Look. If we poll people, and we may end up doing this next week if he doesn't play on Sunday and there's more to this story, do you want him here? Do you not want him here? I feel it. There's a lot of people that are tired of it. And a lot of people probably feel like, and Ike's brought this up before, you mentioned a few minutes ago, the Stephon Diggs thing, right? When I said I think they could have a good game
Addition
on Sunday.
By subtraction.
Yeah, Stephon Diggs is a really good player, right? He always has been. He was good in Minnesota. He's good now with Drake May. Josh Allen won the MVP after he left. Like, yeah. Sometimes a quarterback can be more free and just throw to the open guy rather than, like, I got this guy yelling in my ear to get me the ball all the time.
And I think he said something about he didn't feel the pressure to try to get him the ball.
Yeah, he did.
You know, I think he said that. So it's one of those things, man. Like, sometimes it's better for both parties just to move on.
Yes. I also think, and I'm not saying this to disparage A.J. Brown, he's still a high-end
player.
But I also think we have a math problem and accounting problem when it comes to top five receivers. We do this with NBA superstars. There's like 12 top five receivers. He's really good. I don't think he's a top five guy anymore. I haven't seen that. And I know part of it is maybe Jalen needs to get him the ball more. So I'm not. Do you think he's a top five receiver anymore?
Yeah, I
don't. I think Jamar Chase is better. I think Puka Nacua is better. I think Justin Jefferson's better. I think CeeDee Lamb's better. And this year, Jackson Smith and Jigba has been maybe the best receiver in pro football.
Part of the reason why he's upset is because he probably feels the way that you do because he hasn't been in position to show what he could do. And I think that's what is really frustrating.
Yeah.
And I think what frustrated him last week was the fact that you saw what he's capable of, but the season's almost over. Like, on some level, and I'm not mad at him for this, but this is what drives him. On some level, he's being a little selfish because it's like we're 7 weeks into the season. And he's probably not going to the Pro Bowl. He's probably not going to put up the numbers that he anticipated to put up this year. Mm-hmm. He could still salvage his season and have a pretty decent season.
Sure.
But the way that it's been going, Joe, this is a season lost. You know, he lost one last year. I'm looking at it from his perspective. He's looking at it probably he lost last year a season. And now he's going into another season. And he's losing. He's losing again. And what I mean by losing people is production.
Meanwhile, all they do is win.
Yes.
The team.
Yes. And you have – this is what people, I think, have to understand a little bit. Every NFL player, to a certain extent, is somewhat selfish. To a certain extent. You know, and I know somebody probably yelled, well, you know, Saquon last year, you know, gave up those touches for the young cats to get their run, right? But – on some level, he still was a little. He still has some selfishness about him in certain things that he does. Just not in that, because that wasn't that big a deal.
Mm-hmm.
He was just happy to be on a good team, and he wasn't getting killed all season long. So there is that. But I'm not mad at A.J. Brown for being as competitive as he wants to be.
No, but there's got to be, you have to be an adult.
There's
got to
be some balance.
Yeah.
There got to be a little bit of balance.
Yeah, there is. Look, we'll see what happens on Sunday. As far as where he ranks, again, I don't think he's top five anymore. He's still really good. And I don't want to just not give him away in a season we're trying to win another Super Bowl. But clearly this whole thing feels weird. I mean, the whole season has felt weird with him from the jump. So, look, I said this many times this season. I don't think he's going to be here next year. I think we're heading for a divorce between the Eagles and A.J. Brown. I think eventually both sides are going to be like, he wants more catches, he wants more yards, he wants more touches. And they're going to say, we're paying you, he's the sixth highest paid receiver right now. And where do you guys think he ranks in yards this season?
Probably eighth.
Ninth. He's 27th.
Oh, Lord.
Sixth highest paid, 27th.
That's why he mad. I see why.
I don't think Howie's going to keep him for that money and all the nonsense.
That's stumped. I haven't seen you get stumped like that in a while.
He's looking at the stat sheet. I'm surprised he's sitting outside of Jalen Hurts' house every day, contemplating whether or not to beat his ass.
Do you guys know who number nine is, by the way?
Devontae
Smith.
No, I'm saying.
Hey, we revisit an old take?
Oh, you mean the one that I had?
Kyle wants one of my fire takes? Yeah, Kyle wants a 2 year later victory lap.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
All the best takes take some time.
They marinate.
I think I said that first, though, Kyle. Devontae.
Are you trying to take credit for my take?
Oh, no, I'm saying I do remember him saying he
you guys are ridiculous. This was two.
But let me get back to me painting this picture of Jalen, of AJ sitting outside of Jalen's house.
You're messy.
Thinking about beating his ass.
Take Thief Douglas over here? This guy's ridiculous.
No, I'm just being reckless. It's Friday.
You're being messy.
We know it's Friday.
Give me a couple of bottles of wine and put together these Transformers. It's going to be a hell of a night.
That's what everyone does on Friday nights. Wine and Transformers.
Hang out with some Transformers.
You are an adult.
Imagine going in a time machine and telling like 30-year-old Hugh, what's 54 look like? Transformers and red wine,
listen,
guys.
You know what I would tell my younger self? Don't worry, dog. All them Transformers that you didn't get when you were younger, you'll get them one day. You ain't going to get them right now, though, so you got to suck it up.
Just be patient, young man. Black Gritty up on WIP.
Joe Giglio trying to send somebody to the upper room reading off them stats like that. Put that sad seat away, Joe Giglio. Ain't nobody asking your opinion.
Black Gritty, I was like, damn. I know that bug hot now. He's mad. Like, what the hell y'all doing to him?
And Hugh, you've been on the tightrope all week looking like a daredevil. Well, you need to get off the internet. I can't trust you right now. You are out of control this week, man.
Out of pocket, man. Out of pocket.
First of all, if you can't beat Scattercooch and whatever his name is without A.J. Brown, then you got a problem. Because I saw him beat us without neighbors, right? So, I mean, I love Jalen Hurts. But if you can't go down there at home on Kelly Green night without A.J. Brown and get me this George W., then we got more issues than not, okay? A little bit healthy, you know, coming off a dub. We look good. You passed the ball against one of the better defenses in the league. One of the better defensive coaches in the league. And I got to worry about Scattaboo and what's the guy, Dart, whatever his name is. You better go out there and get this W. I mean, style poised, whatever, but I don't need A.J. Brown. But what y'all talk about right now is so reckless. Because let me tell you something. I don't want to get rid of A.J. Brown because I can't run the ball right now. Y'all putting fear in my heart because if we were still running the ball okay, I'd be like, yeah, you know what, A.J., man, you want to trade in the middle of the season, go ahead and do it. But you ain't going to get an A.J. Brown level back. You trying to discredit him from being a top five. He closer to the top five in our hearts, you know, for real, than he is trading him and getting one of these other backup dudes in there and taking his production up. So if we were running the ball better, I would feel wholeheartedly. But right now, Joe Giglio, you are the most disrespectful person on the internet. Shut your mouth and stop reading stats. Let me give y'all some Halloween.
Okay, no more facts. I'll stop with the facts, I promise.
Yeah. For the first time in your life, you said something real, and it hurt. Okay, it hurt. golly. Joe Giglio and Kyle, y'all should go out there from Talladega Nights and be shake and bake. Yeah, I mean, I think y'all would look real good with some mutton chops on one of y'all. Kyle already got the mustache, you know what I mean? Shake and bake. I think that would be great for y'all. And Hugh from his heart. I'm trying to have me Tom Petty. I'm trying to put this big blonde wig on my boy, a top hat, and a long black cape, put a guitar in his hand, and let Mr. Petty rock on the internet like you do. I love you guys. We get this Drew's Derby this weekend. And Joe Giglio, shut your mammy jammy mouth and get off Google. I talk to y'all.
Love you, Black Gertie. We appreciate it.
You heard me with that one.
I just, all I did is read the numbers.
That was crazy. 27. What? Yeah, I can see AJ sitting outside Jalen's crib every night contemplating on how far he want to take this because he's here. And just, you know, just probably knocking on his door and just punching him dead in the face.
How does that how does that go with not practicing this week?
It adds a little bit more validity to what.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Dan Orlovsky said to me, because he's not happy. He went, there were, what was it, 2 years ago? We were talking about how AJ was out there beasting fools and how he was unstoppable and all this other stuff. He's become a footnote for a guy that has the type of, personality that he has. That has to be a hard pill to swallow. And he can still play. He's showing you that this weekend. You know, this reminds me of with Freddie Mitchell with the About Time. Remember when he did that? About Time?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, same thing. Even though, you know, Freddie might not be considered the same kind of caliber of receiver.
Well, he's not.
But he still, that's how he feels. So, yeah, he's upset.
Look, neither is great, right? I don't want him to be hurt. I mean, we all want him back on the field as soon as possible. But he hasn't practiced in 3 days with a hamstring injury. What's confusing to me is nothing came out of the game, right? Like, typically when a player gets hurt in the game, even if it's towards the end, because he made the catch to kind of seal the game at the end, what I would expect that someone there in Minnesota, someone that covers a team, would have said, AJ came up lame at the end. It's something to keep an eye on this week. Mm-hmm. Nobody said that. All day Monday and Tuesday on this radio station, AJ Brown and hamstring was never said. I didn't hear it once. Not from a caller notice, not from a host that talked about it, not from a report that it was out there. That's the part to me that is the oddest part of this. That he did. I feel like every other in-game injury, we hear about it after the game.
Somebody said he might be malingering.
Malingering?
Yes.
What is that?
That means feigning an illness or injury.
It's faking.
To get more attention. You know, the only reason I remember that is because I was watching Law & Order last night. And the lawyer said that the lady was malingering. And I was like, that's a big old word.
This is like a word of the day situation.
You know what I'm saying? And the young
that
lady,
phase when you had a different
chat,
word each day?
She said it, yeah. She said it today. She said malingering. I'm like, I know that word because I just heard it yesterday.
You so watched Law & Order and was like, I cannot wait to use that word.
Malingering.
Let's just watch out how many Law & Order themes we bring to the show. Some of those are a little dark.
Malingering. Yeah, this one I watched last night. I'll tell you about it in the break. Yeah. It was weird.
You're a Law & Order guy? I didn't realize that.
Oh, I used to watch a lot of Law & Order, especially during the pandemic, the little pandemic.
Yeah.
It was pretty big, man.
The little pandemic. No, I just.
Little guy.
No, I just remember, dog. It was wild. I don't know how it was up here for y'all, but being in the South.
The same, man. You were on the other side of the world.
No, let me tell you. In the South, it was different. It hit a little different.
What do you mean? Because how was the pandemic different in the South than here?
Well, because, you know, the Southerners. The Southerners,
refused to cooperate, and they were on one.
Oh,
it was
did you participate?
I still stayed my ass at home.
he was waiting for an excuse to do that anyway. Let's be honest.
I was at the crib, but there were people that were really like they were bent out of shape.
Yeah,
like for real. Like it was different. I think it was a little different because you know they were complaining about, you're not gonna take away my rights, and they start cocking them shotguns and stuff. So it's like, hey man, y'all probably stay at home. I keep telling y'all, man, it's different. It hit different in the South. Sometimes.
Yeah, well, some places in the South. I'm sure. All right, John in Allentown up next. What's up, John?
Yeah, I'm going to send you guys the cleaning bill for my car because I spit Gatorade all over my car with Hugh talking about, you know, AJ standing outside Jalen's house, man. I mean,
I mean, think about it, though. That's off the hook. John, think about it, though. He pissed.
Well, expense it to Odyssey, John. Don't worry about it.
He's like, ooh. I need to go up here and whoop this dude ass right now.
Yep. I heard AJ is getting traded.
No, we're recklessly speculating.
Oh, did you heard
it? I heard that from Hugh.
Oh, yeah, we recklessly speculating.
Trade rumors. Insider Hugh. I need Adam Schefter to go on. According to Hugh Douglas in Philadelphia, AJ Brown, they're shipping his ass right out of town. John, what are you thinking on Sunday? Need a big win?
Yeah, man, big win, man. We need a big win, and I think it's going to be a big win. I think the Eagles will dominate on Sunday.
Now we're talking.
I really do.
We need double digit win. All right, John, what should Hugh be for Halloween?
Yeah, I see Hugh as the Scarecrow from The Wizard of Oz.
Michael Jackson.
Some hay hanging out. You know what I'm saying? With the hat.
Oh, he said Wizard of Oz. I was thinking The Wiz.
A little bit different, but it's the same.
The Wiz is the greatest movie that was ever made, by the way, in my humble opinion.
The greatest movie ever made,
John,
The Wiz?
Good call.
Come on, man.
I think he was talking about the original, though.
No, I'm talking about The Wiz.
The Wiz is a great
The Wiz
movie.
Is a great
is
movie.
It better than the original?
There's zero chance it's the greatest movie ever.
The Wiz is the greatest movie ever made.
I will unpack that.
I'm not going to say it's the greatest movie ever made, but it's fantastic.
But greatest ever.
It's an insane take.
Take a pair, Wizard of Oz and The Wiz. I know you think you should be able to.
You can't win.
But it's... two totally different musical scenarios.
They are.
Get out of the game.
Ava, Hugh,
you're so much fun.
What you got, Ava? What are we doing?
Where are you going to be tonight?
Where am I going to be tonight? There'll be a Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia, which you all know very well.
Hey!
For a Bud Light Eagles pep rally. Yo, this is a big one. Real big game. And thanks to Bud Light, I have not one, but two pairs of tickets.
Wow.
Don't take it away. To Sunday's game.
Oh, that's going to be a good one.
Swoop's going to be there. Eagles cheerleaders. I'm going to be giving away prizes throughout the night. And then ultimately, I'm going to be sending four people to the game.
All right, so tonight, Chickies and Pete's, what time?
Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia, 6 p.m.
Okay.
You must be there to win.
Yay.
6 All right? p.m.
So
tonight.
Come, enjoy some Bud Lights. We're going to have a great time. Let's go.
All right,
I'm pumped. Let's go.
It's a big game, and those are some big tickets. All right, go down to Chickies at Pete's tonight in South Philly. All right, coming up, we'll hear from you people, take some calls, and I was thinking something as I watched Thursday Night Football last night. We'll discuss that next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Tell you 1,000 words or replace it. This can be like 3,000 words.
Yeah. You know, I understand. It's been obviously a rough night, and he hadn't had a lot of help. But to me, when you're the captain of the ship, you're the quarterback, you got to try to hold some of that emotion in. And I know he's frustrated.
And he's hurt.
But it's week 7. You know, there's a long way to go, and... Yeah, that's some of that's just raw emotion.
Yeah, he's been in the mix master tonight all night long.
Yeah, it's time to put a wrap and a bow on the career of Carson Wentz. That was a rough one last night. Why are you laughing?
I'm just like,
I got his ass kicked for 3 hours on national TV.
Yeah, he did. That was a rough day. Definitely a rough day.
And you got Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit ripping him.
Hey, man, you got to quit crying, dog. Like, you got to take that ass whooping in stride. That's basically what he was saying.
I mean, he was this close. He looked like he was about to tear up.
Yeah, he's in real pain. He's playing hurt.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, they're hanging him out to dry.
And you're probably reflecting on life in that moment.
Like, why am I here? Like,
yeah.
He kicked his head back on the bench, that was a moment of reflection. It's like, what am I doing?
Nobody understands that pain, man. Like, you're sitting there like, why the hell am I doing this? These mugs ain't blocking for me. Hey, Joe.
Come on.
These mugs ain't blocking for me, man. The hell, what are we doing? What are we doing? What are we doing?
I mean, he's got like $100 million in the bank. There's no reason to get your ass kicked on the Vikings.
Take your ball and go home, man.
You start thinking about spending time with the kids. Yeah, it's time what you going to do next? I'd rather be fishing than doing this.
It's time doing to go, whatever. Man. Yeah.
I did have one question, though, as I watched last night.
What's that?
As I saw them not be able to move the ball at all, it did make me think.
You start comparing and contrasting.
Well, the Vikings
it's a short week, though, Joe.
Oh, so we're
short week.
So we're
no,
calling,
I'm just,
call
I'm
this?
Just saying. No.
I know
no.
Black Gritty asked me not to give any more stats out, but I just have one more. So on Sunday, the Eagles allowed Carson Wentz to throw for 298. Last night, he was at 130. The Vikings had 387 yards on us on Sunday. They had 164 last night.
Yeah. I mean, I hear you, but it's a short week.
Okay.
We'll see this week.
So this
I mean,
is,
I know that. You
so
know,
I just file this away and pretend it never happened?
No, I tried to tell you. The Giants can score the points. They can score points. So we'll see this week. Like, we talk about the receiver, not receiver, but corner issues, everything like that.
They don't have receivers, though. That's not where they're.
They don't.
Have you ever seen anyone as scared of a 2-5 team as Hugh Douglas is?
I'm not scared of them, dude, but Kyle,
terrified.
I can see him. He's shaking.
I mean, you're shook.
You guys are ridiculous. All I know
is I can see him paling up.
I'm riding to Ohio. And all I hear is the Giants running up and down the field.
But you just told me Thursday night still count.
No, I'm just saying. No, but that's what happened, though.
I know.
So they were running up and down. Game plan's not going to change that much. And they were able to score points the following week. That's why I feel like it's going to be a tight game. Mm. You know, speaking of tight games, we got an exciting week coming up next week.
Well, how about this? Listen, you want to go through the next week or so in Philadelphia sports?
Yeah,
all right, so
on.
We have ourselves.
I was looking like, what?
We got a double. I get where Hugh's going with this. Doubleheader tomorrow. Doubleheader tomorrow with the Flyers at 12:30. And then the Sixers, VJ Edgecombe's home open debut tomorrow night. Eagles Sunday at the Link. I believe also Sunday is Hugh's wearing the hat now. Thank you to the union for sending us our playoff gear here.
Yeah, I like beanies.
Sunday,
nice hat too.
It's they believe the Union, the Chicago Fire, if that's their name, the team from Chicago, whatever the hell their team is. They're going to play them on Sunday. No, I'm.
This is great. We love you, Union.
I went to a game this year. I enjoyed.
We know all the teams.
Whatever hell
no,
their team is playing.
You guys missed the point.
No,
it doesn't matter who they're playing because they're going to win. They don't. Their name doesn't matter. And then Thursday night at the Link,
it's DeSean Jackson and Michael Vick. They're going to be playing at the Link, man. It's going to be a lot of Eagles legends coming out.
Are you going?
Yeah, I'm going. Yeah, yeah. As a matter of fact, I wish we had interns because I'm going to go get me a Delaware State jacket, right?
Yeah.
But I gotta go pick it up. That's a long way.
You have an intern go get you a jacket?
I want to, but I told him to hold me a coat. I'm going to get a coat. That's going to be my first coat of the season.
It feels like abuse.
What you talking about?
Like interns,
go get me a jacket, intern.
It's one thing to say, can you get me a coffee in the coffee machine?
I know. It's just
make
like,
the kid drive to Delaware
gotta
State.
Go, I got
to
go pick it up.
You live in Delaware.
Yeah, but I got a lot of stuff going on. It's going to be, like, I've heard that there's going to be
I'm
a
busy.
Lot of Eagles fans. There's going to be a lot of Eagles there. Oh, ex-Eagles.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be surprised to see Harold Carmichael out there. Still got tickets available. It's really cool.
It's going to be.
It's going to be an experience, man. And I know I've talked to Coach Jackson. He's excited. Michael Vick a few times. They're excited. It's going to be a time to be had in the bands.
Which team are you going to root for?
Well, I just said I'm going to get a Delaware State jacket.
Oh, okay.
But see, here's the beautiful thing.
I'm rooting for Norfolk State.
This is the beautiful thing about being from HBCU. It's not the lines are not as drawn as they are in other sports.
So the rivalries are not as strong?
So well, the rivalries are strong, but like you can wear, say if you went to HBCU, like I wear Howard gear sometimes.
So it's like a collective.
It's like a family.
But
it's like
an Alabama fan could not put LSU stuff
on.
No,
because that's different. Mm. See, like in HBCUs, when you went to one or you know you used to support them, you could wear whatever. Because a lot of times I wear Morehouse stuff, you know, my school stuff.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm going to go get a Delaware State jacket as soon as we find me an intern to go pick it up for me.
Yeah, well, then you're not going to get it.
I don't think we're going to do that.
No, that's not happening. It is a big week, though. And obviously Sunday at the Link, we have the pregame starting at 10. Do we also have one more quarterback here to hear from?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we heard about Carson last night. Carson had him. It's time to call it a career, Carson. But this other guy might call it a career sooner than people thought. Tua Tagovailoa. Listen to this. This is yesterday, I think it was, the day before. Admitting something he probably shouldn't. Here's Tua.
Yeah, I think with that, some of it has to do with being able to see guys, with their guys also up front and our guys. And I'm not the tallest guy in the back there either. So being able to see, and then, you know, sometimes when that happens, you don't want to just throw it blindly.
No, baby, what is you doing?
You know what? What's the phrase you use? He's setting people back. He just set shorter quarterbacks back 10 years.
Tua, seriously.
Like, there used to be a thing where teams didn't want to draft smaller quarterbacks because of that same thing, right? You can't see over the line. They can't see over the middle. We got away from that, right? Russell Wilson kind of changed the NFL.
He set back the short kings.
He set back all the short kings.
Tua said that as a matter of fact, too.
I can't see over the line.
Yeah. Hey, I don't want to throw a pick. I'm not that big.
he's had a few. I do like the way that he sees, or that he speaks, like, very matter-of-factly.
Totally, yeah.
With you the players giving meetings and stuff.
But
that
you know
great.
What that is? That's, I got $50 million in the hole, and I ain't really tripping on what y'all think about
you
me.
You know where he's headed. The backup bill, quickly.
And he's still going to get about, what, $2-4 million?
Yeah.
To be the backup?
He's like, become one of those guys that as soon as you hear them start to speak, you're just like, it's funny. Like, Micah Parsons was that kind of guy for a while, and now Tua.
Like, he lit himself on fire with that one, dog.
Well, I think it starts with the leadership in helping articulate that for the guys. And then what we're expecting out of the guys, right? We're expecting this. Are we getting that? Are we not getting that? We have guys showing up to player-only meetings late. Guys not showing up to player-only meetings. Like, there's a lot that goes into that.
Yeah.
He rallied the troops for them to go out and lose 31-6 to the Browns. That's the end, man.
He must got some strong family ties, because that's the type of cat you do roll up to his crib. Like, dog, what you doing? Like, if I'm the cat, like, I would never miss the team meeting, but I would roll up to his crib, like, dog, what you doing? Why are you trying to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, what's the point of all this?
What you doing?
Well, one of his former teammates aired him out, said he used to regularly show up late.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's what happens when you do that. That's what usually happens.
These guys are wild. They really are. Let's grab Terry in Westchester. Drew in Westchester. What's up, Drew?
Hey guys. So for Sunday, man, I'm looking for, and you can tell me whether this makes any kind of, like, sense, is that going into this game on paper, right? Our offensive line.
Go ahead.
I just get blamed for a lot of it. I just want to let people know that
we're just
me.
Being super professional here, Drew. So go ahead. I'm listening. You have my ear.
I'm listening too.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Friday, no worries. But on paper, right, this yes. game, the Giants D-line is probably one of the strongest units, right?
Yes.
And our O-line has not been playing well pretty much all year, so... To me, it sets up potentially as almost like a trap game for the Giants D-line. They may be licking their chop coming into this game, and I want to see our O-line punch them in the mouth for the first time this year. And, you know, like, that's an opportunity for us, I feel like.
I feel like you should punch somebody in the mouth.
I agree. Also, I think they could be gassed. I mean, they were on the field a lot last week when the Broncos made that comeback. So I think that's a lot of it. And I just want to walk out of this game, Drew, and feel like that was their most complete game of the season. They were good on offense, good on defense. They ran the ball better. And then I could feel like we're heading the right direction going into the bye.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, we're almost halfway through the season, and it's time to tighten. It's time to button up the ship, you know, tighten up the ship and get it rolling. You know, so that's what I'm looking for on Sunday. And a couple things just to close out quickly. Number one is I don't know how you guys feel. I'm sick of hearing the Eli Manning Hall of Fame stuff. I mean, you played against him a little bit in 04, right? You played against him.
Wait a minute. What do you mean? You don't think he should be a Hall of Famer?
No, I really don't, just because the whole body of work, yeah, he had a fantastic two-year run against Tom Brady. But the other four times they made the playoffs, he was horrible, and he was pretty much the reason they were one and done.
Let me help you with this. How many quarterbacks in Tom Brady's era beat him in the Super Bowl? What is it, three?
Well, two.
He got beat three times,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, one by Foles, yeah.
He only got beat twice in his run, right? And he got beat twice by the same dude. So who else is a Hall of Famer? If he's not one, who is?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think you need to do it. I think you need to do it consistently. And he was a bad quarterback for a lot of the time.
Yeah, okay, I would say
whipped his ass in the Super Bowl.
The second half of his career was very pedestrian, Drew. I agree with you on that.
I hear you, Drew.
He led the league in interceptions three times.
I mean, guess who else threw a whole lot of interceptions was in the Hall of Fame?
Brett Favre? I don't know.
Brett Favre.
Yeah, Brett Favre was a multiple-time MVP of the league.
Yeah, but he threw a whole lot of picks, though.
I'm going off the picks. Yeah,
So, look.
I understand. Here's what I'll say about it. I think he's clearly going to get in because the fame of what he did, right, and those moments you're talking about. But if he does get in, which he will, it's going to break the standards for the Hall of Fame because
it's going to open the floodgates.
There's going to be about, I don't know, 15 quarterbacks in the last 15 years that say that were all either just as good or better than him for 15 years. Yeah. I mean, you're right about that.
Phillip Rivers.
Yep.
Yeah, and
Donovan McNabb.
And honestly, guys, Nick Foles in the one Super Bowl that he beat Tom Brady, he did more passing in that one game than Eli Manning did in pretty much both of the games he beat.
That was a shootout.
Yeah, Eli's defensive line was as big of a reason, or bigger than he won. Yeah.
So by that standard, I mean, Nick Foles should be in the Hall of Fame. You know, I mean,
no,
you know,
I
so,
hear you.
And he's,
I hear
yeah,
you.
So, and then last but not least, I see you as put on those spiked shoulder pads. The Road Warrior is like
Hawking
the perfect
animal.
Costume.
Dude, let me tell you, I was a huge Road Warrior fan growing up, man. Hawk and Animal.
Were they your favorite tag team?
Man,
some
by
good
far.
Tag teams back in the
by
day.
Drew,
good phone call. Drew gave us a lot there. I mean,
he
came in with
sons.
The Eagles take, and then the Eli, and then the Hawk and Animal.
Yeah, was it Laronitis?
Yeah,
his son played at Ohio State.
Yeah, they played for the Rams. I think.
James. Him and what's his name?
Chris Long.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was great.
All right, let's check in with you people before we get out of here. We have a parlay to do as well.
We got the parlay.
Mm-hmm.
You people. It's time to hear from you people. What do you mean, you people?
Yeah, don't worry. I just included what I just did into the end here.
Oh, good. So we could not address that because this is now two members of this show that have done that on the air.
Was that this week? Was it both this week?
Well, I think it was last week.
Okay.
It was recently.
I've gotten better with my phone not going off, though.
It happened today.
I just wanted to say,
I guess if you mean the rate goes down from daily to a couple times a week, then sure.
Yeah, I did. Okay. I'm doing better.
I'm in. Sure. Progress is progress, I guess. A lot of people disappointed that Hugh didn't have the whiteboard yet today, so we got to get on that.
Yes. Yeah. All right.
I think we do get a whiteboard.
All right, so hold on. What am I expensing to Odyssey without telling them? The Grimace costume for Hugh, potentially?
The Grimace
the
and a whiteboard.
Okay.
Did we land on Grimace?
Not yet. We'll decide by the end.
No, we need to figure it out.
I mean, there's some good ones in here.
Nobody put no good ones.
I do like the Annie one. Go ahead.
All right. Do the right thing today, guys.
Wait a minute.
I think we do the right thing every day.
Well, every single day.
That's very debatable.
We have fire takes every day. Well, I have fire takes every day. My takes are fire.
Are you separating yourself from us?
No, I'm just saying. We are a collective, but sometimes
Douglas over here.
I try to carry y'all with me. Y'all don't want to go.
There's no I in team. You ever hear that one?
I hear it all the time.
All right. Some Halloween costume suggestions for Hugh.
Oh, here we go.
A professional.
Yeah, I like that one.
Let's make these semi-realistic people.
An adult.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a hard one.
An EMT, see how he likes being fat-shamed.
I like that one. That was creative.
Yeah.
That was creative.
I think the account that wrote that one was the ENT that Hugh tracked
down
yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, forget a Halloween costume. How about just some self-respect?
I love you people.
Yeah.
I love y'all.
That one got me.
That was tough.
That was a good one.
Awesome. Hugh Scatabo is back.
Hugh Scatabo.
Listen, if Scadabo runs all over the Eagles, don't come to work.
I'm not going to say I told you so.
Well, yes, you will.
No, I probably will.
Yep. All right, so segment two. Hugh went on an irrelevant tangent about Transformers, crowdsourced wine suggestions, brought up a cartoon nobody's ever heard of, and then his phone went off.
Who hasn't heard of Afro Samurai?
And then his phone went off on the air. Send that one in for the marker.
Well, listen, I
think the boss might have did that.
Well, okay. It's probably time we offer congratulations. 97 won the ticket in Detroit. They did win the Marconi over us this year. I wonder if that segment had anything to do with it. Did we lose it on the Transformers and wine?
No. I'm just saying.
What they win it off of? What they do?
I mean, they're good. They're good.
I can't imagine it was as dynamic a segment as the one that I just described.
There's no way they did all
that. Phone going off five different irrelevant tangents.
What was the name of the samurai show?
Afro Samurai. Great show.
Similar to Kung Fu Panda.
Yep. No, not really. It was a little bit more violent, though. Okay?
All right.
Kung Fu Panda is a children's movie.
this one's violent.
Okay. How about this back and forth? What the hell is Hugh talking about? I don't even think he knows.
That must have been when he was workshopping what's going on with AJ. That feels about like that.
That might have been. The timing adds up. All right, guys. We have three different things that we need to play back today. Which order do you think we'd like to go here? So we have Will's spelling mishap on the Eagles chant.
Yeah, you got
to
go there first.
Okay. There was a moment we lost Hugh Douglas for good. And then a caller put me to sleep. So
let's go in chronological order.
Okay, Will?
Yeah, Will first.
All right.
No,
Will.
We love you, but that's an all-timer, Will.
That was tough.
Off. It was tough.
Will, sound like you hit the chronic a little bit too hard on that one.
And that was at like 11 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, he hit the chronic too hard on that one. Puff, puff, pass, Will. Puff, puff, pass.
I love Will, man.
Me too.
Will might be my favorite.
I mean, but he had a nice, hey, listen, though, for real, Will had a nice couple, he had a nice run for a couple
he
weeks.
He sure did.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I mean, it was about
He tried to catch himself, but he couldn't do it.
Yeah, he could. You can't unsay the letters.
No, you can't. We all heard it.
He tried. Yep. All right. I thought Hugh was done for the day after this one. Oops. Comeback player of the year.
Yep.
Even though he didn't come back from.
We came back from sucking.
Yeah, which I morally disagree with in terms of the vote.
No. Well, he did.
You okay.
No, listen. When Kyle said, I morally disagree with it, that was crazy. The morally disagree with was.
He'll probably be considered realistically for comeback player of the year.
Yep.
Even though he didn't come back from.
We came back from sucking.
Yeah, which I morally disagree with in terms of the vote.
He did.
Okay. That's a tough look for me.
It was the morally disagree with for me.
We're just having a conversation over here about comeback player of the year, and you were gone.
And I am morally against it.
I don't know how else to describe the guy's career. He sucked, and now he came back from sucking.
Kyle, but it was just like Kyle trying to speed through it, which I morally disagree with.
He's gone again.
Yeah.
And then the last one.
Yup. I apologize to Drew. You did not put me to sleep. It's Friday. I thought my mic was off, man, but here it is. That's so bad.
That was our second big yawn of the week, right?
I'm right up at the mic. Yeah.
We had a huge yawn. And of course, the same game parlay for the Eagles and Vikings, all to come on the Midday Show.
Hughes is loud enough to where your mic picks it up.
I know. He thought he was in the
clear. Mine is literally mics. As I am sitting here at the mic.
That's why people talk bad to us, man.
That's why people
always got something bad to say about us.
Well, we earned it.
Didn't we win the Marconi?
I don't know. Maybe we can win some money. No Marconi. Maybe some money. All right, same game parlay over at FanDuel Sportsbook. Eagles and the Giants. Do we start with an anytime touchdown, Jalen Hurts?
Of course. Every week. Every week. Right.
Since you're so scared of Dart and Scadabo, I think we got to go over for the game total. Over 43.5?
Oh, all day.
All right. What do we think of Saquon? We've gone all his overs, Kyle. Is it time to go the other way? We keep losing.
Yeah, and I mean, look, maybe we spur finally a good game from Saquon.
A little reverse jinx, maybe? Yeah. All right, so under 79.5, and Jackson Dart has run a lot, Hugh, since he got in the NFL, averaging about 5-9 carries a game. What do we think, over 37.5 yards?
Easy.
Yeah, that's easy.
All right, Hurts touchdown.
We're cashing this one.
We got this one. Hurts touchdown. Over 43.5 on the game. Jackson Dart over 37.5 yards rushing. Saquon under 79.5. It's a 7-1 on FanDuel. You guys have a great weekend. The afternoon show is coming up next. We'll talk to you Sunday for Countdown to Kickoff and the pregame show from The Link on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.